नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This is Srimad Bhagavatam, starting with 7th canto, 11th chapter, text 22. Shoryam viryam dhritis tejas tyagas chatma jayakshama brahmanyata prasadas cha satyam cha kshatra lakshanam. To be influential in battle, unconquerable, patient, challenging and charitable, to control the bodily necessities, to be forgiving, to be attached to the brahminical nature, and to be always jolly and truthful. These are the symptoms of the kshatriya. Deva guru vachute bhaktis trivarga pariposhanam Astikyam udyamo nityam naipunyam vaishalakshanam. Being always devoted to the demigods, the spiritual master, and the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, endeavoring for advancement in religious principles, economic development, and sense gratification, dharma, artha, and kama, believing in the words of the spiritual master and scripture, and always endeavoring with expertise in earning money. These are the symptoms of the Vaisha. Shudrasya sannatihi shaucham seva swamini amayaya Amantra yagyo hi asteyam satyam go vipra rakshanam shudrasya sannati shaucham seva swamin yamayaya amantra yagyo hi asteyam Satyam go viprarakshanam Shudrasya sannati shaucham Seva swamin yamayaya Amantra yagyo hyasteyam Satyam go viprarakshanam Shudrasya sannati shaucham Seva swamin amayaya Amantra yagyo hyasteyam Satyam go viprarakshanam Shudrasya sannati shaucham Seva swamin amayaya Amantra yagyo hyasteyam Satyam go viprarakshanam Shudrasya sannati shaucham Seva swamin yamayaya Amantra yagyo hyasteyam Satyam go viprarakshanam Ladies. Shudrasya sannati shaucham Seva swamin yamayaya Amantra yagyo hyasteyam Satyam go viprarakshanam
Sudrasya sannati shocham sevan swananyamayaya amantra yagyo astasteyam satyam go viprarakshanam Shudrasya of the Shudra, the grade, the fourth grade of man in society, the worker, sannatihi, obedience to the higher classes, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, shaucham, cleanliness, seva, service, Swamini, to the master who maintains him. Amayaya, without duplicity. Amantra yagya, performance of sacrifices. Simply by offering obeisances. Without mantras. He, certainly. Asteyam, practicing not to steal. Satyam, truthfulness. Go, cows. Vipra, brahmanas. Rakshanam, protecting. Offering obeisances to the higher sections of society, the brahmins, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, being always very clean, being free from duplicity, serving one's master, performing sacrifices without uttering mantras, not stealing, always speaking the truth, and giving all protection to the cows and brahmanas. These are the symptoms of the Shudra. Purport. It is everyone's experience that workers or servants are generally accustomed to stealing. A first-class servant is one who does not steal. Here it is recommended that a first-class Shudra must remain very clean, must not steal or speak lies, and must always render service to his master. A Shudra may attend sacrifices and Vedic ritualistic ceremonies along with his master, but he should not utter the mantras, for these may be uttered only by the members of the higher sections of society. Unless one is completely pure and has been raised to the standard of a brahmana, kshatriya, or vaishya, in other words, unless one is dvija, twice born, the chanting of mantras will not be fruitful. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi
pranamami hori priye. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhobhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In these verses, starting with yesterday's, we hear of the specific qualifications of the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, the vaishyas, and the shudras. The kshatriya, and all of these are well known from Bhagavad Gita, as Ramapad Maharaj pointed out yesterday. So we'll focus on the shudras because these are the people of Kali Yuga. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everyone is born a Shudra. In previous ages, not so. Practically, by family tradition, the son of a Brahmin would actually be a Brahmin. The son of a Kshatriya would be a Kshatriya. Therefore, we find at the birth ceremony of Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj was inquiring from the learned Brahmins, will he be like his forefathers? Will he be powerful? Will he be able to protect the people? Will he be able to honor the dynasty? Because it was expected that as the son of a Kshatriya, he would become also a Kshatriya. But in Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, everybody is born Shudra. Janmane Jayate Shudra. By birth, Shudra. Sanskarad Bhaved Dvija. Only by training and purification can one become a Vaishya, Kshatriya, or a Brahmin. So here the qualities of the Shudra are described. Seva Swamin Yamaya Yas. He has to have a master. A Brahmin is independent. When Chanakya Pandit was serving as the prime minister of Chandragupta Maurya, although he was the prime minister, he was living in a hut. And as soon as he wasn't taking a salary. And as soon as his advice was called into question, he left. I'm not dependent on your patronage. Brahman is dependent on Krishna only, not on a corporation or a government or any person. The Brahmin is independent. Kshatriya is independent. Therefore, the Pandavas said, give us 5 villages because we have to be in charge. Kshatriya lives by controlling. Controls, he protects, he takes taxes. And the Vaishya is also independent. He has land, he raises his own food, he has his own cows, he takes care of them, he has his own business, maybe he's selling fruit, maybe he's selling vegetables, maybe he's trading in commodities or precious metals, but he's independent, he has his own business. But a Shudra has to be employed. He has to have a master. Therefore, it's mentioned in previous verse as svavritti, the occupation of a dog. Dogs are good. When you need a barker to bark at intruders, the dog is very, very good. But the dog has to have a master. Otherwise, he's a street dog and he's just a botheration. And the dog also will be unhappy. Without a master, you see all these skinny little dogs roaming around, getting stones thrown at them and fighting over scraps because they don't have a master. Or taking the conditioned souls as a whole. That's their problem. They're servants by nature. But they don't acknowledge the master, the personality of Godhead. And therefore, they're like street dogs, suffering. Therefore, Jumunacharya prays, Praharshi Asyami Sanata Jivitam. When I have a good master, the personality of Godhead, then I'll be very happy. Independently, I won't be happy. But when I'm engaged in the service of a perfect master, then I'll be happy. That's spiritually speaking. Materially speaking, the fourth class man has to have a master. Otherwise, he'll be unhappy. He'll be troublesome. He'll only be a disturbance to the society. He has to have a master. Shudrasya sannati. Sannati means he should be very humble. Shocham, clean. Serving, truthful, honest. Therefore, it's hard to find a good shudra these days. The expression is, good help is hard to find. The shudra also is a qualified person. He may be fourth class, but fourth class is also something. He also has his principles to follow. And by following his principles, the principles of his work, his dharma, he becomes perfect. Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmana tama bhyarchya siddhim vindati manava. He may be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. When he follows his prescribed duties for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he attains perfection. So here, the Shudras, from the description of the Shudras are employees. And therefore, we sometimes think Shudra means some a domestic servant. But actually, practically everyone in Kali Yuga is a Shudra. If you're getting a paycheck, you're a Shudra. If you work for a corporation or a business, you're a Shudra. Therefore, Prabhupada, that Kartik Chandra Bose wanted Prabhupada to work in his business, and Prabhupada was hesitating to become an employee. He didn't want to become an employee in the company. Then Dr. Bose argued, no, that you'll be just like my son. You bring your son into the business and your son is running taking responsibility. He'll be like my son. There was a family connection there also. Then Prabhupada accepted. But not simply as an employee. The modern educational system is geared toward the successful production of Shudras. No, it is. You go to IIT, MIT, this one, that one, and they train you how to become qualified so that, as Prabhupada said, you can take your diploma between your teeth and knock on doors and bark, woof, woof, please take me. Uh-huh. This is the business of Shudra. You may be making $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year. But as an employee, you're not independent. You have to satisfy your master. The boss says, we need you to do this, we need you to go here, we need you to do this, we need you to program that, this code is no good, you have to do it this way. And you say, yes sir, yes sir. That means Shudra. Which means fourth class man. And generally along with, because there's no proper training in the higher principles, the Shudras may become rich, and then they become degraded. The snapshot is Bangalore, where you have immense wealth, all these highly trained IT professionals who make lots of money and go to the clubs and go here and there and live like degraded animals. And he may be coming from a Brahmin family, and his father is very proud that my son is a graduate of IIT, and he's working for such and such big company in America. But your son has taken up Swavriti, the profession of a dog. He's taken up the profession of a dog. And along with the Swavriti, so often gambling, drinking, meat-eating, illicit sex. Less than Shudra. Samskarad. Samskar means also Sanskriti, culture. Without trained education is for culture. Without proper culture, one remains Shudra. So we see big, big heads of governments, big, big scientists, professors, but they can't control their senses. Even Asteyam, if we could get some Sudras in the government as heads of state, who at least wouldn't steal. If we at least get good Sudras as the heads of state, we'd be making progress. Instead, we get presidents and prime ministers who are thieves. They're Shudras and they're thieves also. They're not clean. They don't tell the truth. They steal. They're not even to the level of good Shudras. But this is whom the Shudras elect to be their leader. Prabhupada was talking about Svavid, Varahostra, Karai, dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. He said the dogs will elect the biggest dog. The camels will elect the number one camel. The ass will elect the best ass. So in the democratic state, the Shudras elect some other Shudra. The animals elect another animal. Therefore, Brahmacharya Guru Kule Vasandanta Guru Arhita. The real training, even the king's son, would go to the Guru Kul and he would serve the spiritual master as a menial servant. Danta, and learn how to control the mind, how to control the senses. Learn how to become a first-class human being. Krishna himself went to the Gurukul and showed the example, how to become a humble servant of the spiritual master. Everyone is servant. Either we'll be servants of Krishna or Krishna's representatives, or we'll be servants of our senses and minds, uncontrolled. Adanta gobi vishatam tumishram punar punashcharvatacharva. We'll be dragged down to hellish life. In the modern educational system, training and control of the mind and senses, control in the higher principles of life, is superfluous. It's not part of the curriculum. The essential things are skills and capabilities, employable qualifications. Therefore, when Srila Prabhupada started the Gurukul in Vrindavan, one time he remarked that the qualification of the students is that they'll be unfit for any employment. They'll be unfit for any employment. That means they'll be disqualified from becoming Sudras. They'll be unfit to be Sudras because they won't work for anyone. That's education. For the Shudras, there's practically, you don't need an educational institution. The education is especially for the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas. Hardly Vaishyas, they can also, but Brahmins and Kshatriyas especially. And they have to be trained in these things. How to become men of principles, how to become men who are self-controlled, how to become complete, how to manage their lives in such a way that they're completely dedicated to Krishna and everything's focused on Krishna. That they have to learn. Otherwise, simply a school, government syllabus, and certified by whatever British association or American association is for svavritti. For training dogs. And the parents may be very happy. Therefore, in Bombay also, the life members wanted Prabhupada to start a school. And Prabhupada refused because he knew what kind of school they wanted. Government syllabus school for training nice, pious young boys who would be completely materialistic and forget about Krishna. But Prabhupada refused. Later, after Prabhupada's disappearance, when the school was started, it's not proved very satisfactory. And therefore, it's been moved. Even I was, Bhima Prabhu was telling me that the one devotee was going to that school, and the other boys were teasing him because he was wearing tilak and shika. Then what is the use? So Prabhupada wanted to institute something very different. He wanted to train actual Brahmins, men of character, Prabhupada said, so that they would be fit for spiritual advancement, for the real purpose of life. Just to make a lot of money and be a wealthy dog is not the success of human life. Kamasya nendriya pritir labo jiveta yavata jivasya tatpajigyasa narto yascha cheya karmabhi. Life is not meant for sense gratification. It's meant for Krishna consciousness. That should be the point. I'll stop here and see what kind of questions there might be. Mr. President.
Do we have an infrastructure suitable for all these well-trained brahmanas and spiritually advanced persons? And many of the children, when they grow up, will want to get married and have families, and how will they support their families with just medical qualifications? Or is there some necessity for trade and training in the business world, how to survive in the world we're living in?
Okay. There were about three questions there. First is, do we have the infrastructure? No, we don't have the infrastructure. And so we give up and say, okay, then we'll have Shudras. because ISKCON doesn't have an infrastructure. That's backwards. Next thing is that we actually do have places for qualified young people, but the seemingly qualified old people overstay their visas. That is to say, they stick to their posts till they're tottering and can't push on anymore. And then maybe they think, well, I don't know if he could take over. He's 45. That's kind of young. So the old guys have to get out of the way and make room for the new guys. There's a lot, ISKCON is a big place. There's a lot to do here. But if the old guys all want to monopolize the top section, then there's no incentive for the young people to there's nothing for them to take on or take over. So the older people have to not only get out of the way, but they should be bringing people up. In some, I was reading in some Christian mission, the priest, it was a priest or a missionary, somebody who starts something, his first job is to make himself obsolete. In corporations also, same principle. Your goal is to become obsolete because you're bringing people up to do what you do. Not that you're afraid that someone might come up and then take your post, so you've got to protect your position against all possible threatening forces. But you're bringing people up so that you can go on to something else. There's always more. Prabhupada personally told me, and not only me, continue your prescribed duty and train others. Simple and practical. I'm still working on your question bit by bit. Next thing is, there's so much to do. I'm working in Africa. We have 51 countries. We're active in about 6 or 8. So if you're a young Brahmin and you're looking for something to do, choose a country. While they're still left. But even if you take a country, take the United States of America. How many cities are there with no Hare Krishna temple, no Sankirtan party, no book distribution, no distribution of transcendental knowledge, no nothing? If you're actually a Brahmin, as Prabhupada was a Brahmin, he came to America with 7 rupees and distributed transcendental knowledge and depended on Krishna and see the success. That's a Brahmin. He's not thinking, you know, who's going to feed me? Who's going to take care of me? That's a Shudra. Prabhupada was confident, Krishna will protect me. So he went to an unknown place and so much success. There's so many places. Pick one, pick anyone. Okay, that got part of your question. Next thing. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted to start farm communities. Because, yes, to live in the city as a Brahmin is almost a contradiction in terms. You know, with a rent of $3,000 a month for a tiny flat, how are you going to live except by becoming someone's dog? So that you can pay for your $3,000 a month dog house. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted to start rural communities where people could be self-sufficient. You have a little land, you have a cow, you have some, you grow some stuff, you do some. We have a Satsuri Maharaj as a disciple. I visited him sometimes up in that. He was staying in Sharanagati. He had a little cabin, small cabin, which he built himself. He was staying there with his wife and a few children. And he was making stuff from things he picked up around his house. He picked up some little twigs, hollowed them out, put pen points in them, shined them up, and sold them for good money. And the Vancouver fairy picked them up, and he was making good money just from twigs that he picked up from nearby. So Prabhupada said, a Krishna-conscious householder invents some simple means of livelihood, and Krishna helps him. In fact, if it's your karma to make money, money will chase after you. If it's your karma to be poor, money will run away from you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Did that answer your question? Or do you have more?
I mean, most parents want to see that their children are trained so that they can actually sufficiently. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, when that woman was saying, I want to see that your son's not married, but I want to make sure that he can sufficiently supply economic means to you before he gets married. So for civilization to go on, not everyone has the ability to find drinks and make sales like that, or live in a cabin with modern age and internet and all the different things in the world, progressive. You think that you want your child to be well trained and go to school and be able to be a good shooter, make good income and take care of the family nicely. So.
Right. You basically want material life to go on. Materially. Krishna consciousness is secondary and economic success is primary. That's the value. And that's what you get. That's what the Indian people are getting now. They're imitating the West, so the culture is going to hell. And they're making money. I was at, what's that place on the West Coast where all those schools are here in India? They have medical schools and all of that. No one knows. Anyway. College town? Anyway, on the West Coast. Manipal. Medical schools and all that. So I was saying, I was talking to some young people and I was saying, you know, at least you're in India, because in America at the schools you have no idea, you know, how degraded this. The women are just living like prostitutes, and the men are partying, everyone's drinking. Same here. You know, I was in illusion. I was seeing the India of, 80 years ago or something. The modern India is on par with America, almost. The same, you can send your sons and daughters to any good school in India, and they'll learn just what they learn in America, how to be degraded. First thing. How to lose the essential cultural values of the human life. That's your entry requirement. And then you learn some other things also, which you can build on that rubbish foundation. It's a backward civilization. Prabhupada wanted to create something revolutionary. Revolutionary doesn't mean you just tweak the materialistic, demonic life a little bit. You know, bend it 5 degrees so that it works. He wanted something completely different. What is that different thing? God consciousness is the most important thing, Krishna consciousness, and simple life. And Varnashram is so hard to figure out how could you, because no one sees it. You go to a good village in India, you will see Varnashram. You'll see the school teachers, you'll see the chief of police, you'll see the grain dealers and the agriculturalists, and you'll see the workers. It's not a terrible mystery. People have different sorts of qualifications, and so you'll see that in the village someone is the school teacher, someone is directing traffic, someone is... That's what Prabhupada wanted. simple, basically village life. City life is not civilization. Or it's civilization in the mode of passion and ignorance. The country, first of all, is in the mode of goodness, so you're already ahead. Just that you're living in the country puts you ahead. Just that. And then when you do something with it, when you live properly, when you perform your prescribed duties, when you chant Hare Krishna, then you have something wonderful. If we had done what Prabhupada had told us to do, we would now be in the forefront of progressive thought and what would you say, the life that people are looking for in America, they would find in the Hare Krishna movement. But we abandon get confused by or fail to implement what Prabhupada wanted, and then we're just chasing everybody else and thinking, how can I get my son into Harvard? Something else. Yes. Excuse me?
You mentioned karma.
I'll speak a little. Oh, if it's your karma to be poor. Yes.
Or karma to be rich. Mm-hmm. You
haven't
changed that.
Mm-mm.
So what about as a devotee for karma to be shudra?
There's not too much you can do about that either, in one sense. You know, if you have a brilliant mind, then as a devotee, you'll have a brilliant mind. If you're a simple fellow, you'll still be a simple fellow. But you'll be a simple, happy, Krishna-conscious fellow. It's not that our nature will, you know, completely change. I'm not going to become a wrestler in this life. You know, the body is not, that's not what I got. Some people, you know, some devotees, they just have a knack for money. It's just like they're brilliant. Send them anywhere and money will, you know, your money problem is solved. Just make him the treasurer. Someone else is just like a born cook. Loves to cook, loves to eat, loves to, you know. So we're not trying to make one size fits all. Everyone's a scholar. Everyone's a writer. Everyone's a student. No. Someone's the cook. Someone's in the money department. Someone loves taking care of animals. Someone loves just serving everyone else. And the beauty of it is that when they're Krishna conscious, everyone's as good as everyone else. Prabhupada said the person who's cleansing the temple room floor is as good as the person who's editing back to Godhead. We don't make a distinction that this person is higher, this person is lower.
So that means you depict the picture of a shudra within this coming, or a devotee shudra within this coming.
Yeah, actually devotee is not Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. Because he's on the transcend Sagunan Samiti Chaitan Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. He's Nirgun, he's beyond the material qualities. So we don't consider that here's a Shudra Vaishnav, they're transcendental. Vaishnav is Vaishnav. But he's been given a particular body, he has an inclination to work in a particular way, and he's doing that for Krishna. And you'll find that in every temple. Someone's the leader. You put 20 guys in the room with him, and he'll be the leader, no matter what. And the other 19 will say, what should we do? Because he has leadership qualities, Ishra Bhava. Similarly, someone has another talent, another talent, another talent. All those talents should be used for Krishna. Yes.
My understanding with was involved was Dronacharya was a Brahman. But then how he did not depend on Krishna, how he was entangled with all of us.
How did Dronacharya as a Brahman not depend on Krishna? His brahminical principles were compromised. Because he thought, I'm dependent on these Kauravas, I'm essentially working for them. Therefore, his brahminical principles were compromised. Otherwise, he would have said, you know, I'm not going to, no, I won't work with you people. There's a question over here. The man with the sun gets an extra preference.
Thank you, Maharaj. How does karma work
and how does astrology work? Well, that's the next lecture, but in short, by our previous activities, we receive a particular body, gross and subtle, and with that body, which is a machine, a gross and subtle machine, come particular tendencies, inclinations, destinies.
Do the devotees have an option? After coming to Krishna consciousness, I've heard somewhere that devotees have an option the element of Krishna's mercy and devotion.
Everything. I'll give you an example of how. Do devotees have options, or is it, you know? Does Krishna step in? Yeah, Krishna can step in. But I'll give you an example from my own life. I have, in one sense, terrible karma. In my chart, there's some really, you know, anyone who would look at this chart said, these are some really bad things. What is that? I'll never be blessed to live at home. I'll have an interrupted education. I'll have no family happiness. I'm a loser. But in the service of Krishna, that becomes all advantages. I get to travel all over the world. I never have to stay in some miserable home. I don't have to deal with the illusion of family happiness. Yes. Yes.
Just to complete my understanding of it, by the mercy of Krishna, the devotee can have a good return of whatever karma he has.
Yeah, or Krishna can change it. Krishna generally doesn't intervene in such matters, but for a devotee, he can change things. That's also possible. Otherwise, you get what you get, but it all becomes fortunate by the grace of the Lord. So much?
Confusion is about Varnashram, and there's no proper training in any temple, there's no proper understanding in any among devotees. So my point is, don't you think some people who are already serving as a devotee and who have some plan, like they want to get married and they want to have some desire and want to be a grihastha devotee, something like that, and they are working this form. So in absence of this structure, training, and proper understanding, don't you think some people are paying the price?
Some people are definitely paying the price.
And because they are nurturing these desires deep within, and That's why so much anomalies taking place in this economics on many temples. We come to know many things are taking place.
No, I've lost you. There are people with desires. ISKCON's infrastructure is limited. Now, what's next?
What I'm trying to say, there must be a department in every temple. There must be proper training should be given to every person. What is Varashnam? What is Devi Varashnam?
Sure, everything should be, there should be training. Everyone should be educated. Even for ordinary, like treasury. You know, that's not a Brahminical thing to run the treasury. That's Vaishya business. Or maybe Kshatriya, you know, administration. ISKCON is so out to lunch on this. They don't know how to keep books. Sometimes they don't even know what books are. And I don't mean these kind of books, I mean account books. They don't know what an account book is. They don't know what a trial balance is. They don't know how to safeguard money. They don't know how to, you know, put a lock on the safe. Really, I mean, you go to places in this temple at one time, they brought in a new president and the expenses went down by about 30%. Not because he was spending on anything less, but just because he closed off the faucets for all the people who were... You need that kind of training. Prabhupada trained. You ask Tejas Prabhu, when he was president of Delhi, what did he know about keeping account books? Prabhupada trained him. So ISKCON should train its members in all the necessary arts and sciences for spreading on the Krishna consciousness movement. How to publish books, how to distribute books, how to run a temple, how to handle the finances, how to take care of people. So much needs to be done. And there are so many qualified people in ISKCON now who can offer their expertise. So much training. There's a book for those who are householders. There's a devotee, Arudha Devidasi, wrote a book, Homeschooling Krishna's Children. We recommend Gurukul. Next thing is homeschooling. She wouldn't send her children to school, her two sons to school. Absolutely would not. Trained them herself. They both went to top universities, and now they're both professors. Without, practically speaking, having gone through the whole secondary education and all of that. It's not that whatever the karmis are doing, that's the way to live. We don't believe it. Parabhavastavada, but they've made their life a failure. It's a grand failure. It's an economically high-rolling failure. It's a failure with lots of gadgets and gizmos. But it's a failure. I was reflecting yet the other day, because we were hearing that both husband and wife have to work these days because living is so expensive. I was seeing statistics a couple of years back from whatever the United States Department of is that handles such things. The statistics showed that, say, 30 years ago, if a husband and wife were working, it's because the husband was really doing poorly and the wife had to chip in. Today, if a husband and wife are working, it's because they have to do so to maintain their lifestyle. Not to live, to maintain their lifestyle. One, Urmila Dasi showed me a blog put out by a lady. We only have a minute, but she was a Jewish lady living in Israel, and she was... In her youth, she was loose as a goose, as they say, you know, doing all the feminist stuff and all the play around kind of stuff. And at some point, she got it. She understood that I'm a free, liberated woman, and they're exploiting the hell out of me. She understood that. So she became very strict in her Jewish tradition, chaste as ice, and became interested in such things as husband, home, family, and so on. And in her blog, she would get letters from people, other women, who would say, but, you know, I feel fulfilled when I work, and it's so important for me to work, and women are kept down, and da 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 da. And she's, the writer of the blog wrote back and said, do the math. You're working. Out of your page, out of the money you make, this much goes to taxes, this much goes to transportation, which is the number one expense these days, higher even than residence. This much goes to taxes, this much goes to transportation, this much goes for your work clothes, this much goes to the extra expense of eating out because you have to eat out when you're on the job. This much goes to education for your career. And at the end, what's left? Enough money so that you can pay for childcare. Because you're working, you can't spend time with your children, so, but the fruit of your work is that you can pay somebody else to stay home with your children. I thought she was brilliant. We'll read in the coming verses what Prabhupada says are the prescribed duties for women. And it's not meant for making women miserable, just the opposite. It's for happiness. Our conviction is that the demons have it wrong and Prabhupada had it right. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande.